Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and this is Ron, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show, the roundtable discussion about Big Brother, and we sometimes talk about a little bit more than Big Brother. Here's our theme music. Run away, blow and smoke, your folks are worried, going broke, have to fall, isn't on your episode. Reality is a hollowed in the reality that comes from above. Trust and obey, there is no other.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Tonight, we have special guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I'll see you there.
Let's get the show on the road.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for being here with us at the Rad Reality Show Network. Today is August 21st, 2014. I'm Cherry Garcia, and we're getting ready to start the Big Brother 16 Roundtable Show with host Michael Cowboy Ellis from Big Brother Season 5. He's got a great show lined up tonight with awesome guests. I'm going to let him explain that to you just as soon as we bring him up with us. We just finished watching an incredible live show on CBS, so people are still trickling in and getting settled into the chat room. As always, it'll be myself and my friend Paul from Minnesota co-hosting tonight. And speaking of dear friends, Paul, I don't know if I even actually said a proper thank you before we hung up from our conversation earlier, but I hope you know how much I appreciate all of your help. And you helped me so much, not only with the show, but with my computer issues that I often have. So I want to say thank you. And there are some other people that I just want to give a shout-out and say thank you to as well that help us with the show. Oftentimes, people don't know how much that we, you know, we have people helping us. And Thomas Floyd, a.k.a. Face Ones, helps us. And Jason Lee, a.k.a. Jay Lee, often helps us with many things. And Mr. Joe Arnold, a.k.a. Chi-Town Joe, helps us. Leah Williams, a.k.a. Fairy Gargoyle, helps us. There's so many people out there that helps us with things behind the scenes, and I just want people to know how much I appreciate them. And, you know, so I always try to say thank you, but sometimes it's just nice to say an extra thank you and I appreciate you. So I just wanted to take the time to give a few shout-outs there and just let people know that I do appreciate them. And, Paul, you all always help me so much and are always so patient, and that takes a lot. And, of course, we have to say thank you to Michael Cowboy Ellis and our Michelle Costa, because they've been with the Rad Reality Show since the very beginning, and we just wouldn't even be here without them. I mean, they've done so much for this network. I don't even know if there is a way to say thank you to those two people. Just keep supporting them and being here for their shows, and let them know how much we care and love them. It is the best way that I know to say thank you. that they have done so much. So, Paul, how's it going up in Minnesota?
it's going good. You're very welcome, Cherry. No, it is. I try to put myself in your frustrating position at times, and that's kind of how it helps me along, because I know I can hear it when you get irritated and frustrated and with some issues with your computer, etc. So I got it. I just sometimes wish we had more time to work on things, but we just have to set that aside, and we'll get it fixed for you. Don't worry about it. But the only thing happening right now is another big day. Tomorrow is my mother's 92nd birthday, so we're going to celebrate that tomorrow. But otherwise, not much else to talk about up here in Minnesota, y'all.
Well, happy birthday to Mama Reed.
You're welcome. It's a name that you don't often hear, but her first name is Rhoda, R-H-O-D-A, just like the old TV show, remember, from Mary Tyler Moore's friend
Mary
Rhoda?
Mary Tyler Moore, absolutely.
Yep. So
well, happy
that's
birthday,
my mom.
Tell her I said happy birthday.
Will do. And I just want to also let you know, I'm sure you are busy at times, but if you see Ben's message in the chat room, so.
I do. Okay. Well, let's get our host up on air first.
Yeah.
And we got to play his intro and get him up here with us. Here we go.
At Kitty's place, I should have been.
We got
Cowboy. I should have learned to row.
And welcome our Michael Cowboy Ellis. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing good. I'm doing good. I am in Oklahoma. I am glad to be back home. It was a successful week in New Hampshire. I cannot complain. Speaking of New Hampshire, Panther Kitty is a grandmother. Congratulations on that end. And I'm really excited about this upcoming Toys for Tots coming in December. We did a lot. We hit up a lot of contacts. We've got new places. We are changing it up for the best, and I'm looking forward to this season of Toys for Tots. I'm excited for tonight's show. You know, speaking of Toys for Tots, you know, of course, we have Louie, Andy, and Terry, and we've had both of them at Toys for Tots, and so I'm really excited. And, of course, we'll have David and Mary call in as well, and they have been at Toys for Tots as well. So I'm really excited about tonight and how this schedule will go down, just so everybody knows. We will have Louie calling in first. We'll have David and Mary call in at 10 o'clock Central Time, and then Ian Terry will call in towards the end of the hour. Unfortunately, some things have caught up that he out of his control, so he is going to do what he always does. He's going to give us heart attacks till the end, but we love Ian, and you know, I appreciate him putting the effort to call and be a part of this show. So I am really looking forward to tonight. I am sad and I am disappointed. If you are following me on Twitter, I was going for Zach. I really wanted to see him go back into the house and, you know, and kind of stir some things up. I think that this week was like a dirty week for Zach. It's just one of them things where it just was not his week. And I think that Nicole is a good choice. So people that is big fans of Nicole, I'm okay with her going back in. I think that she will stir the pot if she wins HOH. So I am okay with that. But I really kind of I wanted to see Zach back in the house.
I did too. I wanted that so bad. I wanted Zach to turn around and go right back in there, and oh, that would have been precious. That would have been so good.
I kind of felt the same way. I loved how he left the house. I thought he was a great interview on stage with Julie. He's just a natural, and he certainly is. Awfully entertaining, and I was going to be happy with any three of Zach, Hayden, and Nicole. So I'm okay with her coming back in, at least another girl back in the house. I was so worried it was going to be nothing but boys near the end, but it'll be interesting to see if she can I'm thinking, what do you guys think? Do you think it'll be an endurance comp or something tonight? And I don't think she's going to be safe. I think she's got to earn it, which is kind of tough.
Well, I think with the endurance, I agree with you. I think it's going to be endurance. But I feel like with Nicole being a huge fan of Big Brother, just like Judd, I feel like that she's going to come in and she's actually going to come close to winning, if not winning. I feel like she knows that she has to make something happen. But you know, the thing is I don't think that she's necessarily a target, even if she don't win HOH. I think that she's going to be fine. I don't think that she's going to be came after. But again, it all depends on who wins HOH. I mean, it's anything can happen in the Big Brother house, and we all know this.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I loved Zach throwing the Fruit Loops at the end. I thought it was classic. I thought it was something that everyone will remember him by, and I just feel like he is just that, I don't know, perfect all-star candidate, just because of everybody knows who Zach is, bottom line.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what Cherry thinks, but, you know, I think he certainly is a great entertainment for us viewers. I wonder if he does get into it All-Stars, whether he will be trusted after all the shenanigans he pulled, but I think he's a shoo-in. What do you think, Jerry?
Yeah. I think they would go after Nicole. I don't think they're going to leave her in the house.
If they have a chance
to get her out.
I tend to agree. The only thing, and this was kind of a theme brought up by Zach's mom when she was on, that I think she could stand a chance of getting an alliance put together with maybe Christine and Donnie. And unless she does, she is probably going to be the next one to go again. Uh-oh. Can anybody hear me?
I'm here, sorry.
Oh. This is like when I'm on the telephone, all of a sudden it goes dead, and I go, uh-oh, we got disconnected.
It was kind of weird. My mother started calling me, which she's downstairs. It's funny, when she wants something, she calls my phone. So Cheryl's like, I'll go down and see what she wants, but it kind of like shut down my whole system just so I can hit ignore, which I hate to ignore my mother's phone call, but I mean, we're in the same house. But no, I'm really, I like this season, and I've been, I've been, you know, talking on Twitter and stuff like this. But the thing is I honestly feel like that it's going to – everybody loves each other. It reminds me so much of season 5. Everybody loves everybody. You're hugging, you know, Big Brother letting them come into the house like they did. I thought that was kind of cool. It let them kind of break up a little bit, even if they've been in sequester for a little bit. I felt like it was a good olive branch, I could say. I thought it was a cool concept that they came up with, letting them come back in, hug everybody, and it let us see that they actually do care about each other, because I feel like everybody was hugging everybody. It wasn't distance where they were pushing them away. They were accepting to somebody was coming into the house, and at least it was a challenge. I felt like was a very fair challenge.
True. It wasn't one that was, you know, geared toward, you know, just for men or just for women or, you know, anything like that. It was a very fair and even challenge.
Absolutely. I mean, it almost reminded me of air hockey and shuffleboard all into one.
Shuffleboard, yeah. I used to play on a shuffleboard league here in bars around town. And so it really reminded me of the old shuffleboard days. Only the shuffleboards didn't turn like that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, worst scenario, I honestly thought Jocasta was having it, she was in the lead for a couple of turns, you know,
yep.
Until I think Zach, you know, I think, you know, threw a power chip in there that kind of knocked hers out. But, I mean, it seemed like Zach was the only one being strategic, I think, knowing, okay, I've got to get her chip out, I've got to do something. And, you know, that he literally had it until that last in Heat 7.
Yeah.
But that is the Big Brother game. And, you know, it could have gone anyway. It was just, I don't know, Big Brother, I love the game, but it is literally luck of how you can make it to the end. And believe me, that game was luck.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think it was an even but, yeah, lucky type of competition, but a lot less lucky than the one or the mallet one where they when Nicole won down to those 20 spots. That was probably the one that was, you know, most luck type of competition.
Absolutely, you know, and speaking of challenges, I cannot believe that Julie Chen put every Big Brother person on the challenge. I'm not looking forward to it. I have enough. You know, someone else has challenged me early in the week. I just don't do very well with cold water. But I thought
well,
it was really good.
Michelle
Casta's
already done it.
She did.
She posted hers on Facebook.
Yeah, she accepted it and did it, and we were nominated together. I don't know, just so busy and I'm not looking forward to cold water on me by any means. That's why I was very fortunate in my season that I didn't have to deal with, you know, cold water in my season. I was really fortunate.
Would you care to take a call?
Absolutely.
Let's do this. We have Mr. Boom, boom, Ben. How are you, Ben?
What's up? What's up?
How are you?
I'm not too shabby. How you doing, Cherry?
I'm good. Good to hear your voice, Ben.
Yes.
Yours too. Yours too, Paul. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well.
Nice.
So,
nice. I meant to tell you not to introduce me. I was going to call in and ask cowboy silly questions. I was going to be like, hello. So, are you the Bee Smoke cowboy?
Yeah. Not anywhere close to that. But, you know, Ben almost ran me over this last weekend. I looked at the video and I was like, I was wondering why he almost hit me.
I got the video to prove it.
I know.
That was awesome.
We were out there washing cars for Toys for Tots, and, Ben was coming by. And, of course, he knew I was out there and started filming, and, you know, I didn't know that he had it filmed until about 2-3 hours after we were done. I was like, Ben, really? It was like he had nothing else to do. But it was fun, New Hampshire. And I literally got to go to the beach at Hampton Beach. I tell you what, I always go to the beach when it's freezing cold in New Hampshire. And it was just a pleasure to be able to go to the beach and literally relax and got to see fireworks. And it was very nice, but the water was very cold still. And so I didn't stay in. If you went to the beach and looked around, you saw people with swimsuits on.
Wetsuits.
Body suits, and so
yeah, the wetsuits. Yeah,
I still enjoyed it. It was great because in December, I don't think I would want to do the polar plunge and try to go into that ocean because in summer it was still cold. So I can only imagine how cold it is in December.
Yeah, you should have just never said that because now someone's going to challenge you to do the polar plunge.
You know what? They can take that polar plunge and they can plunge it somewhere because I'm not going into that ocean in December, I promise you.
Oh, my God. Now, is that the first time you were actually in an ocean?
No, it's not. And my girlfriend put that. She did not realize. I've been in the waters in Mexico. I've been in the water. I grew up in Galveston.
Oh, okay.
She honestly thought that was the first time I went into an ocean. But she's a little bit out there sometimes. But
is that your first Atlantic dip?
That was my first Atlantic dip, absolutely. Okay.
Well, then there you go. It's a whole new animal. It's a whole different animal than the Gulf.
Oh, absolutely. It's colder.
Yep. And actually, I think it was pretty warm with you, and I think that the water temp was like 64 or something that day.
Yeah, that's cold.
Yeah. Well, compared to like 80-degree lake water, yeah, that is pretty cold. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that was good to see you in there, though. You know, good to see you up here, too. That was cool. You know, we had a good time. And I stated it before, I'll say it again, Cowboy is the hardest working man in reality TV show history. Prove me wrong.
I appreciate that. I really do. You know, I believe in Toys for Tots, and it was something that we came up with, going down there this summer to try to raise money to get ready for December, and I'm glad I did it. It was well worth it, and, I really feel like that this December will be the best, and I know that we say it every year, but this year will beat last year's by far.
Yeah, and last year beat the previous years, and every year it just gets bigger and bigger, more people, more
you know, more contributors. It's almost like taking a life of its own on, you know. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Amazing, you know, the whole thing is amazing. So I'm psyched to be part of it, you know. I'm definitely psyched to be part of it. So I can't wait. I cannot wait. You know, good times. Good times to be had. And then polar plunges for all.
Yeah.
So I heard your Zach Attack got quacked, huh?
He got quacked. But, you know, the thing is I feel like we'll see Zach again. I feel like that he fits a certain character. And, I think we'll see him back.
Yeah, he's definitely already got his ticket for the All-Stars. There's no doubt about that.
I agree.
I have to say that I'm glad Nicole won because I said it here on the first show, on the first episode, that I had picked her just randomly pretty much. I don't know what it was, but something about her, I said, I picked her to go to the end. You know, what happened tonight, I was like, awesome. Super awesome. And did anybody notice that one other person picked Nicole for the win tonight?
I did indeed. I wrote it down just before they went to break.
Yep.
To come to the jury members competition. A tweet flashed across the bottom of the screen from Tulane Terry. Ian Terry said, "Let's go, Nicole. You got this."
Now, does anybody know what his connection there? I mean, would it be just a fan thing, or is there a state connection or something, or does anyone know?
No, she had the hots for Ian Terry, and she literally, you know, supported Ian Terry and everything just in her, you know, beginning speeches and stuff. And so Ian Terry has came to liking her, and so he just started supporting her. So I think that's really cool. So I imagine tonight he's going to be calling in and hooting and hollering and cheering and, you know, saying, go Nicole. So, I mean, but that's one thing I love about Big Brother is, you know, we are all, we all have different opinions. And that's what's so great about this is there's not a right or wrong answer. It's whatever liking we have. And it's one of them things where, like Paul was saying, it's either one of them could have gone in, and it's the outcome probably, honestly, it would probably be the same. You know, it's just great to see them have that second chance of going back into the house.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
I certainly hope that she teams up with Donnie and they can pull Christine over with them.
Right.
And
form
a little alliance there.
Oh, that would be great.
I know.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I think we can kind of see. I'm never sure about Christine because she always kind of flops and flips and, you know, back and forth with how she approaches things. But she did say in the diary room that Donnie was making some good points, and I think it looked on her face, if I can read faces, like she was kind of realizing that she's kind of on the outs with those guys. I mean, at the bottom of the totem pole.
Right.
Oh, Cherry, that would be
awesome. Donnie put those, you know, that picture clearly in front of her. I think she was trying not to see it. You know, until Donnie sort of pointed it out clearly to her when they were sitting there at the dining room table and looking at the memory wall. And she was looking at all the pictures, and Donnie just took it upon himself to sort of bring it to her attention that
yes, Cherry.
She was, you know, the low man on the totem pole, so to speak. And
yeah.
I love the way Donnie's mind works because he made the comment, I saw her looking at the memory wall, and I knew that her mind was thinking, and so I thought this is the perfect time to talk this stuff. I mean, he noticed those things. He's so perceptive.
Yep. And he said, I'd hate to work with a big alliance like that and then be the first one to, to go out, And so he puts it to her in a way that, how embarrassing would that be to do all this work for them and then be the first one kicked to the curb, And so it really sort of puts it in your mind, that would be kind of crappy, I don't want to be that person. And so, she really did think about it, and I think she's still thinking about it.
What Donnie needs to do is he needs to get into Nicole's ear right away and let her know what the possibility of those three getting together and get her on board now that she's back in the house. And I think she's the type of player that will forgive and forget if she can get Christine, in an alliance. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
She knows that she needs Christine.
Other thing I want to at least – we have to talk about last night's episode because I know you want to talk about it, Cherry, because how much you love – oh, no, I'm drawing a blank. What's her name?
Victoria.
No, the comedian, Jerry.
Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin.
Yes.
Oh.
I drew a blank.
Gosh.
I can't believe that. Was that not fun episode, Jerry?
Amazing. I mean, those people were so fortunate to be in that house and can say, I was there when Kathy Griffin was there. And Frankie not only wanted to win the POV so that, he could have the power, but he wanted to have Kathy Griffin put that POV necklace around his neck. That was, like, one of those aha moments for Frankie, just to be able to say, Kathy Griffin put it around my neck. And
yes, and I was going to say, I actually slow-moed and freeze-framed the whole group of the house guests when they saw her at the front door, and the faces were priceless.
Oh, my goodness. Funny.
She's a huge – Cherry, am I not correct? She's a really big fan of Big Brother, isn't she?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. She's been watching Big Brother for ages.
She was getting all the names right.
She talks about it a lot.
She was getting all the names right as she was calling it out, That's got to be somebody that's watching the show,
She actually, I believe, watches live feeds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's dedication right there.
Yeah, she's definitely a Big Brother fanatic.
Funny and true story, she played at the Hampton Beach Casino, and I had front seat tickets, which means I was right underneath her microphone. And my girlfriend and I, she cracked a joke at us during the show. I don't remember what the joke was. It was 20 years ago, but it was just pretty cool. I was like, because at the time, I think she was on ETV, or she had some kind of show. What was her show? She had like some show on TV like 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago now, maybe.
Oh,
she probably said that your hair was a lot better looking than your girlfriend's hair, or which one is the girl?
Well, funny thing, I had short hair back then. Yeah, I only had long hair at two points in my life, right now and back in the 80s when I was on a rock and roll band. So all the other times of my life, I had short hair. I had short hair through school. I had short hair, working through all of the 90s and half of the 2000s anyways, And I just started growing it back out in 2007. So, if she saw it now, she'd just be awestruck, Oh, goodness. But that was cool. That was cool. Hey, does anybody else kind of wish that they would, invent, a transformer robot, a really vicious one, to come in and, knock around Zingbot a little? I just think that'd be really cool.
I love the Zingbot.
Well, I mean, not like, you know, hurt it, but just, you know, kind of like knock it around a little. No? Guess it's just me.
I love Zingbot. I would never want to see a Zingbot get hurt.
Yeah. Well, it'd be cool if they could somehow work it into a challenge, like a Transformer bot comes in and grabs Zingbot, you know, knocks it down maybe, and then drags it away, and the house guests have to do a challenge to rescue Zingbot. It'd be a cool way to see if the house guests really like Zingbot, too, you know, because if they throw the challenge, uh-oh, they're going to need a different thing. No?
I thought it was priceless when Zingbot was throwing out compliments, how all the house guests were doing. What the hell is this?
I know. You know, when the door threw open, I thought it was going to be a second Zingbot, you know, the evil one, or not the evil, but, you know, the regular, the zingy one, you know.
We
like
do have
clones.
I want to let you know, Cherry, that we didn't get a chance because the show, you know, the episode ends so quickly to before we do the show, but I did move up a couple of songs for our first guest here. You see those?
I do not.
You can throw it to me and I can start it or.
Okay. We're about to bring up our first guest, so why don't you go ahead and play his intro, and we'll bring
all
him
right.
up.
All right. Here we go.
So the Amazing Race, Season 16, Mr. Louis Stravato. How are you?
How are you guys?
I love hearing you and Ron going back and forth on that clip.
That is just classic. It brings back so many great memories, amazing memories.
What's up, bro?
I'd like to start off by saying bye-bye, Zach. Zing!
Aww.
Oh, he's gone. I can't stand him. Oh.
Well,
I love the best zing was when the robot said about his pink hair and liking guys and stuff like that.
That was awesome.
I love it.
That was hilarious.
Oh, I thought he was going to cry.
Louie, we do have Boom Boom Ben called in to chat with us, but obviously we also have Cowboy up on air. I don't know if you...
Yo.
What's up, Louie?
What's up? What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Louie, what's up, brother? Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome, Cowboy.
I have to say, you know, Derek's making you proud. I mean, he is living...
Hell yeah.
Ultimate game. He is one of the top Big Brother players in history, and he is playing an incredible game. And I just, you know, each week he just impresses me on how he's playing this game.
It's incredible. I mean, it's a lot to do with, like, I mean, people have said it before, if I ever was on the show, I would do well on it because it's the cop mentality, and I'm so glad he hasn't told anybody he's a cop. You know, especially how they brought up tonight with the, I mean, last night with the whole finding the clothes thing. Too bad they didn't finish that mission. It was, you know, the whole, like, let's get together a, what did he say? It was
a neighborhood watch.
And I'm like, oh, Jesus, why are you saying
this?
They did
complete the neighborhood watch mission.
They did, yep.
Yeah.
They did complete that one. They did complete the neighborhood watch mission.
They did? I thought it had to be 24 hours. And
They did do 24 hours.
Yeah. Oh my God! It seemed watching the show, it didn't seem that way to me. All right, I didn't. All right.
Well, tonight's show, they showed that they did do 24 hours. They showed them completing it on tonight's show. So I don't know if did you get to see tonight's show, Louis?
Not yet. No. No.
Okay. You'll see it on tonight's show.
They did finish it. That,
okay.
That explains it. Here's what kind of threw you is I think they found the hiding place, but they continued continued the neighborhood watch anyway after the items were found.
Oh, because they wanted to try to figure out who did it, correct, I guess?
Right.
It was very unclear last night when you were watching it whether they were going to complete it or not. And I wasn't sure when they found the items, whether that was the same day or the next day. It was sort of unclear when you were watching last night's episode exactly when they found the items. So
right. That's
on
that's
tonight's
what I was saying.
Show, it,
yeah.
it does clear it up a little bit.
Okay, so my other question, so now they've made $15,000, right, between each one of
correct.
Them?
Correct.
So,
yeah.
And the other thing is, I forgot that there's an episode tonight. So, which I didn't watch yet. So, did Zach get eliminated? You're not ruining anything for me.
He did get eliminated.
Yeah.
And do you want to know who came back tonight?
Oh yeah, yeah. Who came back?
Nicole.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Okay.
She's gonna clean house.
Oh boy. Uh-oh. See, now I'm worried about, though Derek's playing a great, you know, intellectual game and the whole thing, but I'm worried, you know, a few people are catching on to him, Donnie especially. Donnie don't trust him for shit, you know.
Well,
and
did you see what he's done over the, did you see last night? I don't know if you've noticed, but he's done some things that people who know police work would automatically pick up on. Like clearing the building, the dark building there they had to go into last night. Did you see that
yeah.
one?
Yes.
Did
yep,
you
yep,
notice
yep.
him clearing it, you know?
Yeah.
I picked up on it immediately because, you know, I got friends that are cops, and I was like,
yep.
oh, my God. And then he was frisking Victoria tonight. Oh, you didn't see that part. He was
no,
frisking
I didn't see
Victoria.
It. Yeah. Oh, boy.
there was something else he did, too. It was like, I was just like, oh, my God. If anybody knows police work, they're going to go, are
yeah,
you
yeah.
a cop?
No. None of them know police work. I can trust me on that.
Yeah, you're
no.
right. Right.
They don't have a clue. They don't have a clue.
Donnie's really not a groundskeeper.
Oh, man. But, so it's been a great season, and especially because Derek's on it. But, I mean, and it was my boy, so it's like I'm pretty excited about it. And I've already talked to his wife because as a there is a local obstacle course. It's called Boulder Dash here in Rhode Island that goes to a charity. And I asked, I said, do you think he'll do it with us? Because I think I got Michelle Costner and a few other people that want to do it. I tried to get Richard Hatch. Richard said he'll come and watch. He did the Tough Mudder with me. That's why I asked him. You know, I mean, the guy's
cool.
in really good shape, believe it or not, for his age. So I got a few more other local Rhode Island celebrities, and she said he would absolutely do it. So, and I'm sure he would, right, coming right off of there, you know.
That's
you know, staying
cool.
in the, yeah. So hopefully that'll be pretty cool, you know, because it'll be big for the Boulder Dash people. You know, if you go online, boulderdash.com, you'll see the obstacle course, pretty cool, the obstacle course. It's a 5K, but it'll be good for them, publicity-wise. So, you know.
Absolutely.
So I'm pretty excited about that. And so I got a few things going on. I've been really, my whole cardio boxing has been really taking off, and I'm really thinking about opening my own place, and so that's been going really well.
That's what you should do, Louie.
As you can tell, I've been in really good shape, and I guess like for my age, you know, and I just wish they would freaking take me back. I mean, so many people have told, like, you know, Bertram Van Munster, like, you know, you got to have Louie and Mike back, you got to have Louie and Mike back, and, you know, and he actually, I actually gave him a shout-out when he won the, was it the Emmy Award? What is it? The Emmy?
Yeah, they did win some Emmys, yeah.
Yeah, and so I gave him a shout-out, oh, no, when he got nominated. So, and he actually answered me back, you know, and which is kind of
nice.
Cool, you know.
That's
so
very cool.
But, you know, so I'm hopeful, you know. I really like to redeem myself as far as, not that me and Mike did bad, because we did really good, you know.
Right, right.
Other than having the bad taxi ride, we did really well throughout our season. So it's like, but I want to redeem myself as far as being that guy who was choking and gasping for air, you know, and be the, you know, how I changed my life around and made a healthier lifestyle for myself. No longer have to take cholesterol. No longer have to take cholesterol medicine. No longer have to use a CPAP machine. No longer have to take Nexium.
Wow.
I don't have to. The only medicine I'm taking is Nasacort because I have allergies. But that's it. You know, that's
right.
It. So I'm pretty excited.
Wow.
So yeah.
Awesome.
Now, in fairness, that was one hell of a challenge. I mean, that was like 1,000 steps or something, wasn't it?
Oh, it was ridiculous. It was a ridiculous amount of steps. And it was 100 degrees out, and, you know,
yeah,
it was,
heat,
and,
you know?
And those, and my very first flight up, which was stupid on my part, I carried two of the, and they never showed it, you know, and I'm shocked they didn't show it, because the camera guy that was following us says, I got the most amazing shot of you coming up, because I had the 12 feet incense on both shoulders carrying up. He goes, you look like King Kong coming up over the top, you know. It was like, but they never aired that. I was so pissed.
Wow.
So I really, you know, excuse the expression, but I really blew my load on going up on the first flight with all that weight and really wore myself out bad. And that was stupid on my part. I know, you know, now, obviously, but whatever. You know, the ego took over on that one.
Yeah. Well, you did do it, though. You know?
We did do it. You're right. No, you're correct. You know, and for those of you who are listening, it's when me and Mike were in Malaysia, and we were climbing these steps to a temple, and it wasn't 1,000 steps. There were a lot of steps, but it was high, and it was ridiculously hot, but it was one of the cooler things we did, too, though. So
yeah, that was a cool season all around.
Oh my God, we still get compliments on our season, how it was one of the better seasons.
Yeah.
So
yep.
I mean, as far as, you know, between obstacles and stunts, especially the crawling through the pit in France, and when they reenact a World War reenactment, you know,
actual bomber fighters.
Ben, Ben has said more than once, and I agree with him. That was one of the best. Amazing race comps of all time. That was so
really
cool.
It really was.
Those were actual Red Barons that flew over our head. They're authentic. Yeah.
No, that's why I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And they're like 100 feet or less, you know?
Yeah. Oh my God. They were telling us, because I stood up at one point, they go, get down. Those guys were flying low. You know,
like 20 feet up.
Oh my God,
that was the best. I you know, every season they do something really cool, but that's still, you know, if it's not the number one coolest, it's definitely the number two, but I can't think of a number one cooler. I mean, the cheese wheel was pretty cool. You know?
That is cool. That was cool.
You know, but that whole reenactment thing, no, that's definitely number one, you know. I'm not even sure if the cheese wheel is in the top three.
But I mean, I was fortunate, you know, and grateful to be on that season. So I mean, I would love to do it again. I absolutely would love to do it again. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't get why. I mean, they should almost have like a. There's been law enforcement and firemen, and, you know, maybe they should do a season like that type of competition, like take guys who've been in law enforcement, fire, army, whatever, and have us all compete against each other. You know,
yep.
That would be pretty sick. I think that would be cool.
That would be.
You know?
That would be.
So,
that definitely would be.
But,
I'm glad you haven't been a cop down here in Ferguson, Missouri.
Oh God, that's so sad. It's so sad. You know, I mean, look, you know, the media is the demise of most riots and, you know, falling, making police look bad, even or vice versa. You know, nobody sees the full story. I mean, I had a black gentleman come up to me in the casino last night who I talk to constantly all the time, and we're talking about it, and he's like, nobody sees the whole story. And this is a black person telling me, you know, saying, I mean, and it's the truth, though, you know, and not everybody thinks that way, though. That's the sad part about it, you know. As a police officer, you know, one cop, you know, there was over 600 guys on the Providence Police Department at one time. They're low right now, but at one time. And so if one cop does something bad, we're all mocked with that one person, you know. And regardless, I mean, I've always prided myself on being a respectful person, treating people the way I wanted to be treated. I never laid my hand on someone unless I had to put my hand on someone. But, you know, not everybody thinks my way either. But I always taught the young guys, you treat people the way you want to be treated, and it'll go a long way with this job.
It's just gotten so bad down here, though. You know, they've been really, you know, put down for using, you know, some of the gear they're using. But then every night they're pulling handguns out of, you know, the protesters, and shots have been fired every night. They've been throwing Molotov cocktails at the police. You know,
yeah.
I don't know what they expect the police to do.
Is the National Guard, involved now, isn't it?
The National Guard is only there to protect the command center. That is all, you know, everybody thinks that the National Guard is down here doing something spectacular, but the only thing they are doing is standing around this one parking lot that is their command center and making sure that that one parking lot is safe so that the police can go out and do their job, and they don't have to, because the one night the protesters made that their target. And the media and the police were all unsafe, and that's where all of their patrol cars were, the media equipment was, all these big RVs and costly equipment was, you know, it's a big parking lot with all this equipment there, and that was going to be their target. And so if they're standing around and trying to keep that safe, then they can't go out and, you know, protect the rest of the street that they need to patrol. So they brought in the National Guard to simply stand around that great big parking lot that has, that's what they call their command center.
Right.
So that they can go out and patrol the street and the rest of the area that they're protesting. And so the National Guard has one job and one job only to do, and that is just to stand around that area. They're not doing anything else to help with, you know, the policing or anything else. So the police, they have so many different departments coming in and working together, and they all do things differently, you know, and they're tired. They're working long shifts. They've never worked together before. They're under, you know, sort of, I guess you'd call it new management. They've never worked under this guy before. They've never worked under these conditions before, and it's just all new to them. And this is like the, 11th day or something like that that's gone on. And, I mean, last night they were throwing urine at the police in bottles. I mean, I don't know what they expect these police to do.
I don't know. I mean,
and, I don't know why they have to keep putting the police down for doing their job.
I feel bad, you know, for the community as well. I mean, not only the police, the community, the people who are, you know, legit, and, you know, even the blacks, black, white, Spanish, whoever, that don't even want to be part of this, and they're just ruining it for everybody down there, and it's sad, you know.
And it's
all the stores there that are all gone. Like the Quick Trip is completely, it's gone. They looted it and then they burned it down. And the people that live there say, you know, we used to love to have that to stop and fill up our gas tanks and you know, go about our day and stop and get coffee or whatever. Now, we don't have that anymore. They had a nice, you know, little market, little meat market and stuff. That's gone. You know, all the stores there are just gone. And it's what they did was they took away jobs from their own neighborhood. But we found out that a lot of these people that are doing a lot of the bad stuff there are from out of town. They're from out of state. And they're coming in and protesting and then causing all this
commotion. I heard
that.
People from out of state are coming. That's crazy.
Yeah. And I feel bad for the people that live right there, you know, because they're afraid in their own homes. They can't sleep.
Yeah.
You know, they've used sound cannons trying to get them to stop, you know, the looting and the you know, the loudness late at night, 2
so
or 3 or 4
loud.
O'clock in the morning.
Have you heard them from where you live?
No,
I have not from where I live, but on TV.
I heard them fire one up 10 miles away one time. I was 10 miles away to hear it.
Wow. That's sick.
Jerry, have they still delayed the start of school?
Yes. Those kids came in. And one little child said, if I go to the school that I'm supposed to go to, will I get killed? And she was supposed to start kindergarten. That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is.
That's just sad. And I don't know. I just want it all to be over. I want all of it to come out. I want whatever is right to be done and just, you know, everybody to be able to, you know, carry on because it's so disruptive.
They've totally disrupted
this little town. And it's so sad.
I sure hope so as well. I heard one thing that was kind of surprising to me. I just don't know all the ins and outs of the judicial system, but apparently a grand jury last a long time, and somebody on the news said probably won't get results from a grand jury until October. October!
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Jeez, that's crazy. That's sad in itself. They need to do something now.
That's probably actually pretty fast. I thought you were going to say, like, next June or something.
No, this is true. I agree with you on that. That is pretty quick, but, I mean, it's still... I mean, it's a couple of months away, and what do you do for a couple of months with this whole incident? And that's the whole thing, you know?
They're wanting Bob McCullough to be taken out as prosecutor because his father was killed by a black man when he was a child. But the thing is, he said, you know, look, that has made me stronger as an advocate for people who are victims of violence.
Yeah.
And I don't care what race you are, if you have been a victim of violence, you're a victim of violence. And you understand what that feels like. And, you know, that's made me understand what that feels like. And I had an injury to my leg, and, you know, I couldn't be a police officer, so I became a prosecutor. But I wanted to be in law enforcement some way, you know, because of what happened to me as a child. And so, you know, that's the path he took. But he's been a good prosecutor. I don't think he's biased in that way. I think he's... I don't know. Perhaps if I was them, maybe I'd see it a different way. But I think that he is a good guy, and I think he would do the right thing. He wants to have everything on the table. He said that if there is an indictment, he is going to do everything by the book, and everything will be transparent. If there isn't an indictment, he's going to lay every piece of paper out for everyone to see so that they can see why there wasn't an indictment.
Yeah.
And everything will be, you know, transparent and viewable by the public. And so I don't know what more people can ask for than that.
Well, I don't know. The people of you know, Missouri are in my thoughts and prayers. God, I don't know.
I've thought about you, though, since all this started. I'm so glad that you're not having to be down here in this mess. You're not. It's horrible.
It's unfortunate. Hopefully something can change. So
does Rhode Island allow the personal camera use by officers? You know those little clip-on cameras they're using now?
Well, you mean the Go cameras, like the I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're even small. I mean, they've got them. They're the size of, you know, they're half.
No, unless you have permission.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's times I've taken pictures at a scene because a sergeant couldn't get there, you know, and I just took it with my phone, but. It's not a smart thing to do because if they go to trial, then they could take your phone from you. It's like, you know, it could be seized as evidence, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't believe it's allowed, you know, to do that. You know,
okay.
I mean, you can get trouble. I mean, though, you know, you see plenty of guys. Who I follow on Facebook on my job taking pictures. And I'm like, I say to him, like, you guys got to be careful. You know, you're gonna get in trouble with the department. Never mind, you know, anything else.
Yeah.
So, to answer your question, I'd say I don't think it is. I really don't.
I think it should be mandatory. I think it should be mandatory. I think
some
departments are using it now. I've seen the video clips online, and all of your evidence is right there in front of you. The only reason that I guess it's not allowed in New Hampshire is because you have to tell the other person they're being recorded. And I guess that's not, to the point where they understand it, I guess that's not when someone's coming at you with a baseball bat.
Right. The answer to your question as far as that goes, in Rhode Island, you only need one party. You don't. Like, if I'm talking to you, say I'm having a conversation with you online, on phone, and I record it, I can record you legally.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I'm assuming that would be the same instance. Like, if I had a recording device on me, and I'm talking to you, and you don't know you're being recorded, I believe it's under the same understanding.
I think it's re-mandatory. I think it would solve a lot of problems very quickly. The technology is here.
It could hurt people too, though.
Yeah, it could.
It could hurt people. I only say that because it's like you, and only because I was on the TV show. Like when you're like on a show, you forget you got a camera on you or a sound device on you, and you may forget this device is on you.
Yeah.
And you may say or do something that, you know, you may regret, and it's not something you usually do. You know?
Right.
So it can hurt too. But so you gotta be very, if you do happen aware, which I agree with you that it should be mandatory, but you need to be very, very aware of, you know, of that device being on you. So that's
right. I mean you guys maintain a level of integrity higher than the average Joe anyways.
Hmm.
No offense, Chi-Town, you guys, you know, it's more likely that I'm going to get drunk and say or do something stupid than you are, is what I'm saying. This is what I'm kind of getting at. I know there's a few bad apples, but, you know.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you know,
I just,
you said, like, I mean, look at All right, we're talking about Missouri, but look at Chicago. I mean, there's murder after murder. It's insanity there. I feel bad.
38 people shot last weekend. 38.
That's ridiculous.
That's insane.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why would you? I wouldn't even want to visit Chicago. I wouldn't. I mean, and again,
I'm sorry, Shytown.
I'm sorry for the people who live there, but you know, I mean, and I'm sure there's nice sections of Chicago, but I mean, but if I'm from out of state, you'd want to go downtown. You'd want to see the, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't want to go there. And if I was going there, I'm carrying if I'm going there.
I hear you. I will give you an example of what it's like here, though.
There's one guy here that he came here from Austin, Texas. He was interviewed by the police, by the media, by our CBS affiliate here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And within 10 minutes of being interviewed by CBS, our local CBS channel, within 10 minutes later, he was being arrested. And so they interviewed him again as he was leaving jail the next morning. And he's been arrested 2 more times since then. So he's been arrested 3 times coming up from Austin, Texas. Now,
idiot.
You know, he's not doing nothing to be arrested. He's doing something to be arrested. And that's coming up from Austin. And then there's a group that's coming from New York that has caused all kinds of problems. And tons of them have been arrested from New York. When they arrest them, they tell us in the morning how many were arrested and how many of them were local and how many were from out of state and how, like, where they were from. And most mornings, over half are from out of state.
Oh my God.
It's unfair that, you know, this little town of Ferguson has just been completely torn down and mostly by people from out of state. But there are some that are from right there in Ferguson that are tearing up their own town.
Right.
It's crazy. And it's sad to see this little town that's always been, you know, sort of a sleepy little town.
How little is Ferguson?
It's small. It's just a little bitty suburb town. It's small.
I think, Jerry, I heard about 25,000.
25,000, okay. So kind of like Dover or something up here. Huh.
Yeah, it's not very big at all. And
that's weird.
It's got a lot of little neighborhood, you know, subdivisions, and it's just been torn apart.
Sounds like the anarchists are trying to move in.
It's really sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
I don't know. And it's sad to see, you know, whichever side this goes to, nobody is going to be totally happy. I mean, there was an 18-year-old that's dead, and that's the saddest part of it, is that, you know, the life is lost, and the violence is still continuing out there, and that's what needs to be addressed, is what's causing all the violence out there, you know? So, I don't know. Sorry to change
that.
On a quick break, related to the show's founder, Tony Radkowitz's son has become engaged.
Oh, congratulations.
Tony Radkowitz. That's that was Ron's uncle?
I was going to say cousin, but I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah,
that's
I think
brother.
You're right. Oh,
Tony's
the brother too? Oh, okay, because I know Ben's his brother, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure if he was a cousin or the uncle, but yeah,
Chinese
I just saw him on Facebook.
Brother.
I was going through some Facebook stuff before I logged into the show.
Yeah, oh, so
good luck.
Cousin. Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, she's engaged. Good news. Happy times. She's cute, too.
That's always important.
Yes. goodness. So how's things going at the casino?
It's okay. It's okay, but it's, you know me, I'm a people person anyways.
Yep.
But I am actively searching to find a place to do my cardio boxing, and that's what I've been focusing on. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I mean, but it's, you know, for now it's a job, and you know, got to work, got to survive, you know.
Yep,
so,
yep. To get the money to start this stuff, so you know.
Yeah, exactly. I don't believe, you know, everybody's going, well, aren't you, you know, it's a state job, or you're working on a second pension. The state's hurting. I'm not counting on that, you know. So
right.
I'm counting on more, you know. And I was talking to a friend tonight. My girlfriend's mother received a pretty prominent award with the union with the teachers tonight, and
nice.
And it was pretty cool. And but a buddy of mine was there that used to be a police officer but is now a school teacher, and we were talking, and he goes, "Is that your dream? You know, to have your own place and do it?" And I said, "Yeah, it is." He goes, "Go for it. Go
yep.
for it." You know, and he goes, "Stop thinking about it and do it." You know, and,
yep.
And he's not the first person to say that to me. So,
yep,
I'm like full steam ahead, tell you the truth. So
you got to do it. Hey, remember what Phil told us in Boston?
Yeah.
No opportunity wasted.
It's true. Yep, it's very true. Yep.
So, I mean, I've subscribed to that ever since he said that. So, you know,
Louis, as I know that you are about to wrap up, and
yep.
we will be getting other people on. I want to say Derek is playing a hard game, but apparently, I guess it has came out that Nicole and Donnie has talked that there is votes that Derek will not win Big Brother. He is literally fighting for second place. They literally was talking about that on the feeds earlier, which really stinks that they're really already saying that, you know, about him, because he really has played this game.
Wow. You know, it's not over till the fat lady sings. So,
that's right.
You know,
and second place ain't bad.
No.
I know someone that took second place on Big Brother.
Cowboy, what did he
I
get for
too.
Second place? What
well,
did he
Louis?
Get for second place? What did he
50,
get for second 000. Place?
50,000.
That's not shabby.
No, that's not bad. But that extra zero would have been nice.
Oh,
so,
hell yeah.
Hey, we've got
hey,
four
Louis.
People that I need to bring up on air.
Yes.
All right, I love you guys.
Wait, Louis.
Well, okay, I'm waiting. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to bring Mary and David. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mary
Hello.
And David.
Hello.
I've got a couple more people I'm going to bring up
go
on
ahead.
Air with us. This is going to be a party tonight.
Right.
We've got Miss Jordan Radkowitz with us.
Hi, Jordan.
Hey, everybody.
Her boyfriend Matt is with us tonight. Hi, Matt.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Oh, is he finally watching?
He already started watching.
Yeah, but he wasn't interested.
He's watching now. Jordan's got him hooked.
Hey, David, Mary, if you want to say hi to Louie, he's about to get off. Just giving you the opportunity to say hello to Louie.
Hi, Mr. Louie.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you,
You
honey?
Know how much I was pulling for your Derek? I really was big time, but I'm about sick and tired of this alliance running the show, honey.
Yeah, I know.
It's getting old, and it's getting old that nobody's caught on to Derek. I'm just hating it.
Well, it's not even, it's not just Derek, though.
It is Derek.
It is Derek, but Frankie, I really think, honestly thinks that he's got it, too. So as long as Frankie and Derek both think that they got it, which Derek really does, then that's more people drawn in.
And, Cowboy, as much as those two are talking that Derek won't win it in the end, I guarantee you Derek makes it to the finals. Derek's won it.
I agree.
So, you know, if they're stupid enough to take him, let him take him, let him win it, and take it home to his daughter and his wife. That's fine with me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That would be nice.
Absolutely.
Yep. That would be
nice. You know, how cool would that be? A police officer winning Survivor and turn around a police officer winning Big Brother. Right there
not
tells
cool
you
at
what
all.
Top against.
That would be very cool.
I want Donnie to win. Groundskeeper needs the money, guys. He's not lying.
Mary, I was going to talk about this earlier, but every single eviction that Donnie gets a goodbye message aired, and he pretty much gets every one of his aired, not a single house guest does not say, oh, I love him.
All of them say, oh, my gosh, I love Donnie.
Yep.
You know, as much as Donnie has played with his beard, I want to play with his beard. I think, you know, he just every time he comes on camera, he's pulling on his beard. And
he's
I know that's probably saying something to his girlfriend, you know,
yep.
I love you or something. That's probably their little thing. But I love how they said that his beard was like Duck Dynasty. I just, when Zingbot said that, and we all knew that. I mean, Donnie is just a downright awesome country boy. And
country boy, you too.
Guys, I got to go. I love you guys. I'll talk
to
you later.
Bye, Louie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's
have
so
a good,
good
night,
to hear
guys.
Your voice again, babe.
Yeah,
Cowboy,
it's so good to hear. It is so good to hear you, Louie. And would you say hi to Jana from the Rad Reality Show? She's been on a couple of times. We love her.
Hi, Jana. I loved your dad or your uncle. In fact, who was it? Well, how would you relate it to you?
Thank you, Louie.
All right,
love you, Louie.
Thank you.
Bye, Louie.
It's always a pleasure to have Louie on. He is
Thank
just
you.
An incredible guy all the way around. You're welcome. And I hope that his kickboxing literally comes to, because that man really deserves it.
Amen.
I'd love to see him back on The Amazing Race.
I would love to see that, too.
love
hey,
to see him back
on. What did you guys think of our first view of the jury house this season? How cute were Nicole and Hayden?
Awesome.
It'll never last.
Yeah, they set up.
You know.
No, they ain't. It's the age difference and the country and the city. That ain't no Jeff and Jordan.
It's like when he got evicted, he said, she wants to have babies right now and I don't want. No, they're going to fall in love with each other. Watch.
Well, it could happen. I ain't saying it couldn't, but she's went to college and got her career, and he's just a hippie, you know. He's wanting, you know, he's just figuring out life. They could fall in love, but I don't see it happening after the show.
He might park the push cart or whatever he drives, whatever that is.
Maybe she's a sugar daddy.
You know, is it weird that we get pizza boys that get the hottest girls, and we get people that ride the bicycle for a living get the hottest girls? I mean, what is with these people? I mean, seriously, what ever happened to season 5? I mean, what was we stuck with? I mean,
maybe you should start a new business, Cowboy, a bicycle delivery for pieces, and
yeah,
and they get all the hot girls.
Wait, Jerry and Cowboy, you do know that Cheryl's listening to this.
I know, that's what I said.
Cheryl's left the room.
I said they would get all the hot girls.
Cowboy's just making a point. Cheryl knows that.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's almost like David falling in love with Brittany. I mean, we know that wasn't going to happen.
Well, I'm not in love. I'm just saying she's
More like Portia.
From hot. Well, she went on to Portia.
You know, I kind of like to see David and Mary go on the Great Wall of China again, and maybe we'll have another kid.
Lord, no.
There ain't going to be no more kids.
My little girl's in Head Start, and I got another 19 years to go.
Another 19 years. Wow.
Jordan?
Uh-huh.
You are always so quiet, so I'm going to have to direct questions to you so you can speak.
Yeah, do it.
So, who did you want to see go back in the house tonight, first of all, out of the four that were evicted?
I actually wanted to see Nicole go back in. So.
Yay.
So you're happy that Nicole is back in the house?
I am, because I'm split in between her and Derek at this point. They're kind of my two favorite people.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to see Nicole, but I really wanted to see Hayden because I think that he is the one that could have flipped that house. I really think he's got it down to Derek and Cody, and he would have tried his best to bring it out. Nicole, I just don't. She's too nice.
She's after Christine.
Although
I wanted
to
see Zach because Zach already knows what's going on in the house, and I think
he
would have teamed up
with. That's awesome, David. I love him.
I love Zach, but he don't have a clue what's going on. He
I
just
think
knows
he would have teamed up with Donnie and pulled over Nicole. I mean, pulled over
Christine.
And teamed up with those two and went against the detonators or whatever.
Well, what I
now.
Was hoping was that the person who won out of the jury house would be totally safe and would automatically be HOH for the week.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
They didn't even say they're safe. They usually do, you know. Last
year,
Judd was safe coming back in the house.
Yeah.
And this time, they didn't say that.
They didn't, at least on the episode. I wonder if... I think they would have said something, don't you?
Right,
They would have said something.
Yeah.
I just wish it was Hayden because I believe he would have come in with a vengeance. He would have won the head of household. And he would have shook that house up.
Here's David. Here's the one variable that we have to consider. I think I think that Cole does have a real feisty side. I think that she is pretty game savvy of what's going on. What did she learn in the jury house? Talking with Hayden, they probably talked about their possibility of coming back in the game and what they should do. I think she might have. I think she might change a little bit.
I think she's revenged on Christine. I think she's got her set in her mind.
I think it'd be cool if she listened to Hayden and really saw the way the game's played. Because with her, she's just upset that her best friend that she thought put her up and put her out. But it would be cool if she'd look at the game.
I don't think she will.
Cherry, you forced an answer out of Jordan. What about you, Matt? What are your thoughts? You're a newbie to this.
I'm not exactly caught up on the show to have any thoughts exactly.
Everybody's got a thought.
That's why we hear Jordan giggling, because she...
Y'all put him on the spot. He don't like that.
This is one time you don't have to agree with Jordan. You tell your
you
own
think,
opinion.
Matt, do you think Nicole will team up with Donnie?
Do what?
Do you think Nicole will team up with Donnie?
No.
He was sad to see Zach go. Look, I'll tell his opinion for him. He liked Zach.
I did too.
Me too.
I love
that.
No, bye bye to that gator shirt. Bye bye to that gator chalk. I was glad to see him go.
Me too. Go Cat.
Shut up, Dave.
The only reason she says that is because she likes the dog.
Yeah, well, I like the cat, you know. So
who's the dog?
The Bulldog. Georgia. They need coaches.
We're not going to talk about football.
Okay, we won't. Okay. We're talking about Big Brother.
Hey, Jordan. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break from just so Jordan can clear it up from Big Brother talk. But Boom Boom Ben Holder is up on the line, and he saw on Facebook, is that your Ron's cousin that got engaged?
Are you talking about Rustin?
Yeah,
Tony's son.
Yeah, Rustin is my cousin, so it's Ron's nephew. Tony was Ron's older brother. Tony's the oldest of the three. There were three of them.
So nephew, like you're his niece, and so you and Rustin are cousins. Got it. Okay.
Yes. He's been engaged for a while. He's about to get married in like a month, I think. So.
Okay, back to Big Brother. What did you guys think? What did you guys think about Zach's reaction to seeing Victoria hold up the shredded pink hat?
She's a heathen. Floater.
Yeah, I thought that was cutting up the hat was childish, and I'm not a big Victoria fan anyway.
Neither am
I,
honey. See, Jordan's on the right page.
Zingbutt and Kathy Griffin got her net number real good. I'm only supposed to zing people that are actually playing the game.
You know, this is Matt's first time watching, you know, Big Brother, as we've talked about, and he laughed his ass off with all those things watching that episode.
Zingbot comes every year, Matt, and it's
what about
always
Zingbot?
Good when you see the Zingbot.
What about Zingbot telling Christine about her husband having divorce papers, and it didn't show it on CBS.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I tried to piece together what the house guests talk about afterwards, that they don't always air every zing. But
wouldn't that have been the best one?
Well,
I'm telling you, I'd kill David if he was on there doing that to some girl, and y'all know it.
So Sherwood, give me high five.
I'm sure she would.
It would be for $500,000, Mary. I could rub Brittany.
Okay, David, do it. I dare you.
Or Portia.
Yeah, then you'll not be a man. I promise you.
I could cut her with Portia to win $500,000, and you would like it.
Yeah, have fun, Dave.
She just won't go along with nothing.
Don't listen to
me. I agree with your game plan. I think it's all for $500,000. I think that if you had a chance and you had to do all that, you know what? I'd still be.
Cowboy, shut up. You're going to tell me you had a wife on TV and she's on Big Brother doing what Christine's doing to Cody and you'd be okay with it?
I think the wife needs to understand
David,
it's
shut up.
Game
she
play.
Ain't going to win $500,000. And you know it. I don't care. If she goes up against Frankie, she ain't winning it.
Well, it's according to who she goes against.
It don't matter. Pick one. She ain't going to win.
If she went against Caleb, she'd win.
No, she would not. The boy put himself on the block three times.
Whoopie-doo.
What has she done?
He's a...
Shut up.
America hates him.
Shut up. America ain't voting. It's the people in the jury house,
and,
honey.
And what if she actually...
David, I ain't listening to you. Go ahead, guys, talk.
And went to the final two with Victoria.
I ain't talking
you don't think she'd win?
Victoria win because Zach and Caleb and everybody else would vote for her, including Derek and Frankie.
You just don't want me to have showmance.
Yeah, exactly. I'll kill you. Go ahead, guys. Let's talk Big Brother and not David Jr.
Oh, my goodness.
No, yeah. I was going to say, I Victoria really, I thought that was a great thing, but I was, and it was childish of her.
That was the best thing with Nicole, with Victoria.
Yeah,
she's not playing the game. That was awesome.
And,
well,
but,
one thing about it, Zingbach,
we ain't talking to you.
Zingbach made Victoria cut a hat up and play the game.
Maybe.
Well,
that was her way of playing.
Maybe.
She wouldn't have done it if Zingbach didn't
him
bring
talk.
It out.
My gosh. Go ahead, guys.
I said that 15's husband knows the way that she's playing. He knows. I think at the end of this season, they will end up together. I'm not saying that Christine
Cowboy.
Will end up
Cowboy. Cowboy, it sounds like you have your hand over your mic.
Yeah, like your mouth
on it.
Unless he's in his bathtub and having a cowboy bath.
I think he's got a Cheryl there on the side and he ain't telling us.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I think that this season is a very unique season, but they all love each other. They all like each other.
Yeah,
but
it's weird.
I don't think they like each other. I think they've got to act like they like each other while they're in the house. Honestly, I don't think they like each other.
Really?
I am going to be with you, Cowboy. I believe when this cast gets together on the outside, there's not a single one of them that won't get along with and meet up with and embrace. I don't think there's any long-lasting hate between any of them.
Yeah, I don't either.
There is between me and them.
Well, then that's what's wrong with this cast. Okay. They ain't got nobody in there who could shake up a game.
Hey, David, we're gonna throw a big party at your house. I'm gonna invite Portia, Brittany, Nicole.
Okay.
Oh, man.
As long as you invite Cody, we'll be fine.
Christine, yeah, we'll invite Christine because apparently she likes to cuddle.
Well, I ain't worried about the cuddling. Just bring Portia.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you know what?
Well, you
You're
going
to hear it right
shame,
here.
Cowboy. Cowboy, you ready to hear me?
No, we don't.
It's a shame. Every Thursday night turns into Portia, Portia, Portia when she's like, what, 15 years old?
You brought it up.
No, she's 23.
No, but I mean 15 years ago.
Maybe,
I don't care if it was only like 3 or 4. I don't care.
Maybe she needs a little
She's like old news. Let's, David, shut
she
up.
Needs
she's gone.
She needs a teacher. You're the one brought it up.
Okay, then shut up.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Kim.
Hello.
Go back and look at Portia.
David, shut up. She wasn't all bad. Brittany's much prettier and much sexier and a mama.
She's a sexy
Which Brittany?
Mom.
Which
this
Brittany
year.
From this season?
Yeah, she's a sexy mom.
She is. She is very pretty. She is very pretty. But Portia, oh, my goodness. I
oh,
love Portia.
I'm shutting up. I ain't talking
See,
you know,
I ain't the
hey,
only
you know,
one
hey,
that
hey,
will
hey,
do anything with Portia.
Now, this is coming from a guy who had dinner with her in Manhattan, too, though. So, you know, I am.
Yeah,
I am.
David did a couple things with her in Manhattan, too, but we'll forget about it.
Oh,
you know,
I've
never done nothing.
Brittany,
I wasn't allowed to talk to her without getting in trouble.
Okay.
Hey, Brittany does like older men.
Well, yeah, but that's that 6'8", 6'7", 6'8" problem I got.
7'8"?
Yeah,
I can't
terrible.
Wear none of them shoes.
Mary's going to be
David,
touched,
I think
man.
We're talking about Big Brother, so you can just shut up. Portia's gone. She's old news, David.
Brittany.
Okay.
Brittany, 6'7", 8".
Shut up. Brittany's gone, too.
Only
yeah,
my people know what I'm talking about.
Cowboy, where's the end?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Where's the end?
He had something that came up. Hopefully he'll be calling in very soon. This happened once before.
I know where he is.
Where do you?
Look
you
on my feet. He's swinging on the hammock.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously.
They wouldn't give him the hammock. He went back in the house.
We told him they need to give him the hammock. No, he's on the hammock.
Ian Terry.
He said he begged him for a hammock.
Get out.
Can we shut up?
Is he in the hammock with Nicole and Christine?
I think he's with Frankie and Derek or something.
Yeah, I loved Ian's season when they locked him inside and came out and they replaced the hammock because the one Ian was on was constantly going,
wasn't it? I forgot about that.
Mary, did you see the tweet on the bottom of the episode tonight from Ian?
No, what was it?
It was the commercial break right before the jury members competed, and Ian tweeted, "Let's go, Nicole, you got this."
And he was right.
He was right.
Because just hopefully in my heart I wanted Zach to win. Because, man, Zach is TV, and that's all there is to it. David, he ain't sexy at all. He's just TV. And then I wanted Hayden because Hayden knew the game.
The problem I got about Zach
shut up.
Is the gator shirt.
Okay.
Other than that, I like him.
Well, I was thinking about you, David, when they decided to hide items, and that was what they decided to hide of Zach's. Did you like that part?
They better be glad I wasn't in the house. I'd hid it in the toilet.
See, y'all's the problem. You laugh at everything he says. It ain't worth it, I'm telling y'all. Just act like he's stupid and don't laugh, and you won't hear from him again. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Matt, did me and you sound like that?
What, Jordan?
She said, do you and her sound like that?
Not always.
Yeah, probably not, because you're afraid to voice your opinion on what you think about the show. David, he's completely opposite of me, which is what he always goes for the hot girls, and now what's he left with? Oh,
guys
and Victoria and Nicole
Christine.
Frankie. Have fun.
Hey, if Victoria get a nose lift, she wouldn't be bad.
David, shut up.
Hey, Victoria's hot.
Hey, David, I have to tell you what one of our chatters just said in the chat room. Samantha says, gator shirts make for great kindling.
Well, I never knew that.
I can agree with that.
But Zach also has 81,000 followers already.
Wow.
I don't know. That gator thing's got me.
David, shut up. He's a good guy.
I wasn't a big fan of that either.
I think Julie Chen liked him, didn't you all?
If Zach would have put a UK
David.
Shirt on, he'd win all the way.
Hey, shut up. I think Julie Chen liked him.
You can tell a lot about a person by their choice in football team.
Well, no, I ain't talking about football because we don't have no football team. My high school team beat our college football team.
What do you guys, speaking of football, what do you guys think of Teddy Bridgewater?
I like him. He was Louisville's quarterback, Mary.
David,
you don't
I
know.
Got the answer.
You don't know.
Ready, Paul?
Okay.
He's just water under the bridge. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, pretty
that
much.
Is funny.
Never heard from him, okay?
He was drafted by our Minnesota Vikings, and he played a full half in our last exhibition game and was phenomenal, came back to win it for us. But he'll probably not be a starter unless our number one guy gets injured. But he looked pretty darn good.
He is a competitor, Paul. He's a competitor. Okay. You know what I mean? He's going to win, but he's not great. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If you got a great team, which you got a great running back, so yeah, he could. If they would let him have a chance, Minnesota's got a good defense. They got a good offense. They've never had a quarterback, and
right.
He ain't no great quarterback, but he's a he can win the game. He can manage the game. You know what I mean?
Right.
With Peterson, he can manage the game.
I thought this was Big Brother.
And I apologize,
don't
everybody.
Don't hold him back
forward.
Forwards and coal mines gets him all off on another thing.
Well, now, coal mines get me off, but now sports don't.
Okay.
I hate to jump off here a little early, but I've got to be at my local Walmart at 7 o'clock in the morning, so I should probably go to bed.
Why do you got to be at Walmart?
That's where I work at.
Wow. Well, I'd vote for you for Walmart Red Person of the Year.
At least somebody would.
I would, because I like you.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, I like it that she calls in every Thursday, because that's when I call in, and she's pretty cool, and it reminds me of Ron. And
yeah.
I missed the last couple Thursdays. Me and Matt were talking about it. I was sick one Thursday and then working school stuff another. I was starting to miss you guys.
We were missing you, too. I was wondering what was happening with you.
But if nothing else happens in between now and then, I'll be back next Thursday.
Hey.
Can't wait till we talk about the dogs.
Hey, if you find out any secrets about Black Friday, call us up.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Hey, and Matt, please try not to dominate the conversation, okay?
Funny.
Hey, Matt, let me tell you a little pointer. If you want to get Jordan going, just argue with her about Big Brother. Just get into it.
Or buy yourself a gator hat.
Tell her your real feelings about Big Brother and say you're wrong.
You figured he'd have been more vocal tonight. We're normally together when we call, but we ain't even together tonight. You know, I couldn't reach over and slap him. So.
I know. There's something wrong.
She said she couldn't reach over and slap him.
We're going to have a talk here, Matt.
Matt, I'll tell you a little hint on what to get Jordan for Christmas. This is just between you and me, Jordan. You got to close your ears. Go out and get her a really, really, really nice Coach purse. And then you get online and you order all the
She's
Big Brother.
She's Terry.
Terry, get all the Big Brother seasons from season 1 through 16 and put those inside the brand new Coach purse and zip it up and wrap it real nice and put that under the tree, and it'll make Jordan so happy. And then you can watch all the Big Brother seasons from 1 through 16 together with her, and you guys will just have this entire next year to watch Big Brother all year long.
And a
Dallas Orleans and Georgia game tickets, and then perfect present.
Georgia game, that would be perfect.
Let me tell you what else she'd really like. She would like to see, in the morning, Cowboy with not fake water, but a whole bucket of ice on his head.
Cowboy?
Yeah. She would like a video of that as well.
Yeah, Julie Chen called out everybody on Big
she
Brother.
She said former, sure. Not present, Dave.
Former.
Whose mornings are we talking about? Yours or Jordan's?
Jordan would like to see Cowboy with a bucket of ice on his head.
And Cherry, he already knows
she
about
laughed about it.
Okay.
He got yelled at for putting it on the floor one time. The coach pocketbooks, he got yelled at for putting it on the floor one time.
Oh, yeah.
So he already knows about my love for love.
Almost putting it on the floor.
So how did I do, Jordan? I do okay?
did pretty good, pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah, you're pretty spot on.
So there you go, Matt. You get my first suggestion for Christmas for Jordan.
First, tell my Lord, you're going to make him broke.
All right, well, I'm going to get off to you. Guys have a good night and a good rest of the show.
Thank you,
Jordan.
Bye,
Jordan.
Take care.
Bye, y'all.
Take care.
Did Matt leave too?
Yeah, David. Now, we're talking Big Brother, so shut up.
Well, okay. I want to ask Cowboy when he's doing the ice challenge.
No, I didn't necessarily.
Cowboy, oh, okay, hi to him. But, Cowboy, you're a former house guest. When are you doing the ice challenge?
I don't know, sometime.
At 24 hours, honey. Cherry,
we'll
tell him
see.
He's got 24 hours or he's got to pay $100.
It's
that
either $10
said,
to do
hours.
It.
It's $100, Dave.
It's $10 in the first 24 hours.
Who's going to get to pour the ice water over your head? Are you going to let Cheryl do it or?
Let Zoe.
Good.
Yeah, Cheryl will probably do it.
No, let them
both
do it.
Oh, Cheryl,
hey,
lucky
Cowboy.
You.
Cowboy, we're honestly talking 24 hours, buddy. Even if it's 12 minutes late, you got to pay $100.
And if
you
don't do it within 24 hours, it's $10, Cowboy.
Uh-oh.
And if you hear Phil Keegan calling us out, let us know, please.
Yeah, because I ain't doing it.
And we ain't doing it unless Phil Keegan calls us out.
I have a feeling that
Cheryl,
you will.
Personally, I
you'll
think
just
you
be sleeping.
Do it.
And it's got to be video, Cowboy.
Do it in bed, but
whoa.
Like wake him up with a bucket of ice water. But
I dare you to wake him up.
Where's Cheryl?
Okay.
Can I talk to Cheryl?
She's ready for it.
She left the chat room, so I can't talk to her in a private message, darn it.
Some reason I'm still able to look at the chat room. It's just not letting me type.
Well, maybe I'm just going to give her a phone call when we get off here and let her know what to do to you.
Cowboy, seriously, she called you out on live TV.
On live TV,
okay.
Cowboy.
So, seriously, you got to, like, be the one of the first ones. You're, like, the cowboy in the herd. You got to be the first.
And
if you ain't done it yet,
pressure.
Shame on you.
I don't go for peer pressure.
That ain't
cowboy.
Peer pressure.
You were final two.
That's CBS pressure.
I hate it that you're a loser. It's okay. I love America's Got Talent, guys. And tonight, what's his name, David? Taylor? Oh, my gosh. The comedian. He was, like, talking about being the final two, and he hated it. And he hates
Oh, yeah. Will Arnett. Will Arnett.
I loved him. I laugh at every joke he gives. It reminded me of you, Cowboy.
For some reason, that's the only person she's ever called a joke by.
David, I love him.
Well, yeah, in the morning,
okay,
we expect to wake
up
the cowboy on ice.
David, let's talk about, okay, Terry.
Yes.
Who's going to win head of household?
Nicole.
This is serious.
I want Johnny or Nicole to win it so bad.
Then who are they going to nominate?
Well, according to the chat room, they've already discussed it.
Okay.
And according to the chat room, they said that they would put up Derek and, what did they say, Cody or Caleb, I forgot now. One of those two. But they said Derek for sure.
That's cool. Okay. I just think Derek's
Cody.
The only one that's not been on the block. Let's just put him on the block. Just let him see what
Derek
it feels like.
I think it's time to do a good endurance. I mean, a 3, 4, 5 hour endurance and make him play for it.
It is, David, whatever. And you know who's going to win it. It ain't going to be Donnie.
Well, apparently there's the Jeff interviews are on the live feeds right
now.
Yeah,
they're
so
happening right now.
HOH competition right now.
It is.
They're not letting us see any of the competitions this year on the live feeds.
Yeah, like
I know.
That's what David said.
I've said
last
that
year,
for weeks. Why don't everybody on live feeds email the stupid live feeds, whoever it is, and just tell them how nonsense this is? This is the first year we ain't
got
to watch.
We've always got to watch the live feeds as they go, you know?
They wouldn't even let us watch them do the eggs. You know what I mean? It didn't last that
long. I know. Well, you know,
I
finally realized why they're not putting Big Brother back on Showtime.
Why?
Because
money.
Apparently CBS now owns TVGN.
And we don't get TVGN.
And so by them putting it on TVGN, they're making all the money.
Yep.
Exactly.
And can control, they have full and total control. They're also rerunning some of CBS's soaps. Like they rerun Bold and the Beautiful and...
Like before, me and my mommy and Rita talk at 10:30. My mommy will call her and she'll say, "Oh, I'm watching Big Brother." I said, "Mommy, how are you watching Big Brother?" She said, "Because I'm watching TVGN." I said, "Mommy, I got Suddenlink. I ain't got TVGN." She's like, "Well, I got Drake TV. I got TVGN," and rubs it on, you know, on me every night.
Well, you'll either have to talk with your provider and tell them that you want them to TVGN.
We already
have.
We already did
switch providers.
Like 20 times. Every time we tell them we was on TV, we're a CBS fan. And, you know, if you're smart, you'll get TVGN, and they've never done it yet.
And if we switch providers like we had before, then we would, for satellite.
So, Cowboy, you give them your name.
Yeah.
And you say you was Final 2 on Big Brother, and you want it on my station.
I already have it.
No, we don't. You call for us, and you tell me you're calling for Mary and David Connolly. Because
we
have tried like 2-3 years in a row.
Yeah, we've tried.
They won't give it to us.
I was going to change providers, but they didn't have.
Go ahead.
They didn't have TVGN. I was going to change to UVerse. And UVerse doesn't have TVGN. And I was like, well, that's a done deal. I'm not changing. I have to have UVerse. And these people looked at me like I had three heads. And they're like, you mean you're not going to go with us because of one channel? I was like, yep.
I'd be the same way, honey.
They said, well, we could get it on down the road. I was like, well, you don't understand. Unless you have it right now, I'm not going with you.
I understand.
But normally with the live feeds, I mean, I love the Showtime. But with the live feeds, I mean, you still get it, but it ain't, I mean, the Showtime, you get it on a big TV. And
I don't know how to hook up the laptop to the TV.
It's
you know?
Never going back to Showtime. Now that they own TVG, and it's always going to be on TVG.
I
left it on Showtime. It's all I got to say.
Yeah,
I did
now,
too. I did. I loved it on Showtime.
But
it's
on
never
Showtime,
going back there.
Let me ask a question. On Showtime, they used to show Cowboy running around in a hat. You know what I mean? They show anything
that happens. It was R-rated.
Does TVGN, is it R-rated?
No, it is not. But things do slip out. They do try to monitor it and cut things out, but there are some things that slip out. Occasionally.
Flip out, that's a funny word.
Flip out.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, you'll hear some words that aren't supposed to be said. That
yeah, we need to TikTok.
Oh my, yes.
Oh,
we
I'm
are
sorry,
running
guys.
Out of time quickly.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we have to wrap this up very quickly.
Mary,
call.
Blame it on Mary.
Dave Phillip, let's listen to Ron. Go ahead.
We have a call on the switchboard that
no,
I'm not
they
sure.
They didn't push the one. No, that's northeastern Oklahoma, Cherry. So
okay.
If you thought it was Ian, it's not. So, Ben,
okay.
You stayed around longer than I thought. I'm so glad you were on tonight.
I know. I got to get up in like 5 hours.
Is that Ben? Put your pencils down.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell him to shut up. He makes
so
me sick. He made me think he was literally the Russian guy.
I'm so tired. I can't even do my Russian now.
Anyway,
really,
Dave,
I love you,
Dave,
but oh my gosh,
I could
gosh,
say I was
whatever.
A cosmonaut, but I couldn't even do that, you know.
Yeah, you would fool me, because I'm stupid.
No, you're
very
wonderful.
All right, guys, we're running
I
out of time.
Okay, I want to remind everybody,
so gotta say
sorry, we're going to have a big show on Monday with Michelle Costa on Manic Mondays. We have Monica coming on with us.
Oh.
And she is like Big Brother royalty. Everybody loves Monica. So make sure you join us 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Michelle Costa and Monica from Big Brother.
Monica Bailey from season 2.
Yes. Yes, season 2. And, gosh, she is just adorable. I absolutely love her. So make sure you're here for that. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Thank you so much for being here with us. To our podcasters that listen to us later, thank you so much. Thank you to the people who joined us in the chat room and sat here and chatted with us all evening. Thank you to those who called in and joined us on air tonight. We love you. And thank you, Cowboy, for bringing us such a wonderful show. I'm going to close tonight's show.
Cowboy, we love you. Go ahead.
And
love
you. Love you, Cowboy. I'm going to close tonight's show with Ron, as I always do. I hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Here's Ron to take us away. Good night, everybody. God bless.
Goodbye.
Thank you, everyone. I'm signing off, too. I'm going to finish off the show with... Oh, man, what am I going to finish off with tonight? I got lots of stuff I can finish off with tonight. But you know what I'm going to finish off with tonight? I'm going to do this one. Sweet dreams.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
That's a wrap, everybody. Have a great weekend. See yous on Monday for Manic Monday. Love yous. Good night.
Good night.